The liberal snowflakes have their safe space. Conservatives believe in sovereign space. Welcome into your sovereign place. You're in the Sovereign Radio Show studios, broadcasting from the belly of the beast of Main Street Media, uncensored and unfiltered. You're listening to Sovereign Radio. Sovereign Radio will bring context to the issues and events that impact you, your family, and your job or your business. We're here to inform, educate, and expose the powerful global elite, the deep state. You're part of the information war on your TV, your radio, your desktop. Your devices have been infected with a virus known as fake news. Sovereign Radio is the antidote. Sovereign Radio allows you to think critically, do your own research, and draw your own conclusions. We won't let the global institutions and their bought-off media shape the narrative. Sovereign Radio will present the issues, events, and stories in a way the mainstream media will never give them to you. Uncensored and unfiltered. Straight up. Geopolitics. The central bank fiat money system. Technology. Business and things uncommon. Get ready to lock and load. Now, here's the host of Sovereign Radio, Scotty Sachs.
Friends, Americans, patriots, lend me your ears. I've come to bury the globalists, their illegal alien invasion plan, and the woke mainstream media, not to praise them. Welcome to Sovereign Radio, broadcasting from the belly of the beast of mainstream media. I'm your host, Scotty Sachs. Today, you're going to be glad you're here. I promise you that we're continuing our four-year anniversary celebration during the entire month of April. And today's show is a very special edition. So it's great to have you on board. Welcome. April, 4 years ago, we aired our first episode. Today, on this four-year anniversary special edition, you're going to hear my powerful conversation with a military legend, a warrior, a patriot who loves his country, and a no-nonsense straight shooter. General Michael Flynn is in the house today. General Flynn is touring America to promote his movie, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. It's a gripping documentary exploring the life of General Flynn from his rise in the military to the political storm he faced as National Security Advisor. The movie highlights his commitment to disrupting endless warfare and the intense investigation that challenged his career. And of course, Michael Flynn is walking the talk, ladies and gentlemen, as he has sacrificed his family, his wealth, and even his sovereignty, fighting the deep state on behalf of you and me, we the people. General Flynn called into Sovereign Radio while driving his movie wrap promotional vehicle on Pacific Coast Highway in Santa Barbara, California. I could tell General Flynn is having fun on his tour, and he loves to interact with the American people. He's on his tour promoting his movie, and we'll get to that conversation in just a minute. But first, let me tell you, you're going to want to stick around after General Flynn will close out the show today with an amazing freedom fighter, his producer of a new movie called Let My People Go. That movie exposes election fraud with the machines like Dominion, mail-in ballots, and any other way the Democrats and rhinos can cheat. His name is David Clements, and David sacrificed his job at New Mexico State University teaching business law because he challenged the jab mandates, and he fought back against the global BS narrative about masks, J6, and most importantly, the vaccine or the jab mandates. Before we get to General Flynn, let me say a warm greetings to our listeners tuning in on our Texas Posse of radio station affiliates, including our flagship station, News Talk 1470 AM, KYYW in Abilene, and the rest of our Texas audience on KFWS News Talk 1290 AM, Wichita Falls, KIXE 940 AM, News Talk in Amarillo, and KMND 1410 AM, Fox Sports in Midland, Odessa. And a special shout out to all of our friends watching on Grassroots Warrior Network and Roku. And to those of you listening on one of our podcast platforms like iHeart, Google Play, or Apple Podcasts, thanks for listening. Now, let's get to my conversation with General Flynn as he cruises on Pacific Coast Highway in California. We'll get there in 1 minute. First, for those of you, if you're watching on video, I'm going to show you a sneak preview of the movie trailer for his new movie, Deliver the Truth, at whatever the cost. If you're listening on radio or podcast, enjoy the audio.
Sounds rolling. All three cameras, we're good.
And the speed.
Is there any regrets that you have in life? I should sit here and say, yeah, I got a lot of regrets. But when I look back on my life and I understand the lives that were lost, I mean, I'm sitting here with you. And I can tell my story.
Former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleaded guilty today from lying to the FBI.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
Only brilliant military career serving 33 years.
Why was he being so elusive?
Mike Flynn told the truth and faced life in prison.
Joining us now from the Pacific Coast Highway in California, a man who needs no introduction. He's out there driving around promoting the Flynn movie. We're going to talk about that much more. He needs no introduction, as I said. General Flynn, welcome to Sovereign Radio.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on. And we are now heading to our 11th city on a 35 city nationwide tour. We're in Santa Barbara, California, are coming in on Pacific Coast Highway, and we're having a great time. And the feedback on the film has been extraordinary, and I'm very, very humbled by it. It's wonderful to be able to get this story out. I think it's such a powerful story of just incredible levels, you know, to kind of lay out the levels of corruption, persecution, survival, inspiration. I mean, those are all the things that I think people are giving us feedback on, the audience. The audiences have been terrific in every place we've been, probably averaging about 300, 400 people at each event. Tonight, we actually have an event in Santa Barbara at a ranch, and we have about just over 400 people that are going to be at that. So we're really excited about the film, excited about getting around the country. And thank you guys so much for having us on for a little bit.
You are a true,
I'll give you a view.
You're a true military, true military guy. You're a man on a mission. A military guy's got to have a mission, doesn't he?
Absolutely. All the time. In fact, I just was back and forth with some folks that are others like me that are trying to save this country. And I told them I'm in my mission mode, meaning that, like, I'm totally focused on what I think we have to do, which is get the word out to the American people that we are at risk of losing this nation to a socialist takeover. And it's not a conspiracy theory. You know, it is very real. And there's an alliance of nations and people that are trying to do that. And they start with the, you know, this global alliance that really is headed up by these people out of this World Economic Forum. And people can go study it. I don't know how much you guys are aware of it or study it. I do. And they're for real. They have real objectives, and they have a body of people inside of our government right now that are aligned with that, which is really even more dangerous. So we have to get people involved in our communities. That's my bigger message. The inspiring part of this film really is a call to action for the American people to, you know, time to stand up, step up, and speak up. And now's the time to do that. If we wait for, you know, some political outcome in November, which, you know, I pray that we have a fair election, but I wouldn't bet on it. And we see what happens, you know, and hopefully Donald J. Trump gets back into the White House.
Indeed.
If he does, we have some breathing room, guys.
Indeed. So true. General Flynn, we talk about the World Economic Forum, the central bank currency system. They're all topics
exactly
here. And is it not any doubt in your mind they're on a march to a one world government? That's their goal.
Absolutely. This idea of the new world order, right? The new world order, which I think some people will know that phrase, you know, and the new world order has been discussed since the end of World War One. Okay, there's a lot of history on this, a lot of details, and it hasn't been, you know, didn't just happen because, you know, Donald Trump, you know, ran for office and became president. Yeah, and a lot of people think that in the media and the intelligence community, elements in the department or the elements in the U.S. government, like the Department of Justice, Defense, and State, they will try to convince us that, you know, it's all Donald Trump's problem. It's all his fault. It's been around for 100 years. They really came on strong in the early 1970s. 1973 is when the World Economic Forum was stood up. And Henry Kissinger, actually, and Klaus Schwab were big buddies. And they worked together to actually create it. And since that time, they have done certain things like creation of world bodies like World Health Organization, World Bank, World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund. They strengthened the United Nations. They have really, really done a masterful job in the last probably 30 years of bringing in and raising these, I call them these communist puppies, you know, people like Trudeau and Macron in France, and there's others. And they're now have people that are members of the World Economic Forum that are in charge of nations. And that happens to be what is going on right here in the United States. There's many people in our government, particularly in the White House, that are also members, and we can't kid ourselves anymore. They're very public about it. Now, for many years, they hid it and didn't want to talk about it. You know, mentioned the digital currency, you know, for your audience, you may have talked about this in other shows, but if they go read Executive Order 14067, right? Executive Order 14067 that Joe Biden signed, I think over 2 years ago now, it is the creation of a central bank digital currency and the joining of the United States financial system with a world order, with a new world order financial system. And so in the film, which is interesting because, you know, I think for people, I'm not sure what their expectations are. If you look at my flimmovie.com, we do have testimonials on that website, which are fascinating. And I think people come in with an expectation and they are blown away by what they actually see in the film. The name of the film is Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. And it's really about these endless wars that we are in. I'm sort of taking you through the step-by-step of the movie, right? And these endless wars that we're in. And then I address why me? Why, you know, how did I get to where I was at? And then why did they, you know, why did they fear me so much? Why did Barack Obama tell Trump not to hire me? You can't make that up. And President of the United States transitioning the entirety of the United States of America, and he tells him not to hire me. Why? And then I go through the second half of the movie is really the details of the depths of corruption in our government. You know, Flynn knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak. And
when we come back from a quick break, we'll finish our conversation with General Mike Flynn, as Mike shares something about President Trump that most of us don't know about. We'll also begin a series of conversations with another movie producer. His name is David Clemens, and David gave up everything to prove election fraud. Sovereign Radio continues after the break. Don't go away. Thanks to General Flynn for spending some time with us here on Sovereign Radio. Now, to order his movie, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, it's simple. Go to flynnmovie.com/SR. SR is the promo code for Sovereign Radio, and you can help support the show when you purchase the Flynn movie. Go to flynnmovie.com/SR. Now you can buy it and own it on DVD for $19.99 or rent it for $6.99. Go to flynnmovie.com/SR and help support the show. God bless you. That's flynnmovie.com/SR. Buy or rent the movie today.
When it comes to talking about the left, his tongue is so sharp, he can cut an 18-ounce prime rib without a knife. Now, back to Scotty.
Welcome back to Sovereign Radio. I'm your host, Scotty Sachs. Let's jump right back into my interview with General Michael Flynn.
I want to talk a little bit more about the movie, but I got to ask you a couple of questions. What makes Mike Flynn tick? Was there something in your childhood, your parents, your upbringing? I know for me, my dad was a United States Marine, fought in the Korean War, great influence on my life, and he helped make me tick. What makes Mike Flynn tick?
Yeah, my father was a World War II and a Korean War vet. He retired as a sergeant out of the Army, and he's fought in the European campaign in World War II. He was a military policeman. You know, he was a corporal in Europe and made sergeant, and then, you know, then war ended. He came back, grew up in a tough Irish family. My father then went off to, you know, we were actually, I was not born until 58, but so I'm 65 now, but my father was heading out to the West Coast for an assignment where Fort Lewis is today in Washington State. Korean War broke out, left my mom and three children at that point in time.
General Flynn.
Yep.
We know every system is corrupt. The financial system, the medical system, the political system, the education system. It's all deeply corrupt. The swamp is wide and deep. When did General Mike Flynn understand how bad things were in terms of the corruption?
When I was the assistant director of national intelligence for partner engagement. It's a long title, but what it means is that means that I was responsible for relationships, intelligence relationships between foreign nations and all federal, state, local, and tribal, levels of government. And during that time, and I had always studied our government. I'm a trained strategist. I'm a military strategist. I've been through, the school for that. I've got three master's degrees, two of which are in, our government, really. One is a telecommunications master's because I was an electronic warfare officer in my early days. But when I really got up into the highest levels of our government, I always knew on the battlefield that things were broken. And I always fought hard to fix things so we could save lives. But then when I got up into the government, the high level government, high levels in the intel community, I saw just how bad and how corrupted our government was. And when I got it, so then I was chosen for DIA and I got in there to try to fix it. And I started to do audits and I started to dig in and I was moving senior executives around and demoting some of them because they were worthless. And when I started to do that, that's when they really turned and came after me. And then the biggest thing was when I went in front of Congress and was asked to provide the narrative that the Obama administration wanted all of us to provide, me, Clapper, Brennan, Comey. There's a very famous picture of us sitting in front of Congress. I refused. I refused to do that because it was a lie. And of course, I was asked to step down, after giving that testimony. And I think that I got out, I ended up getting out a little bit earlier than I wanted to of the military. And then all of a sudden, a year later after getting out of the military, I'm meeting with Donald Trump and I'm starting to ride with Donald Trump because I thought that's what the country needed. And so that's when I really started to realize it was at the very tail end of just how bad it was. But I did not realize even then the depths of it until we really got into all this mess that they called Russiagate, which was a massive, massive lie. And this time, instead of, assassinating a president, I talk about this in the film, talking about the Kennedy assassination, instead of assassinating a president physically, they were going to narratively assassinate Donald Trump, and the first Trump took out was me. And they had to do that in collusion between elements in the White House, elements in the intelligence community, and clearly elements in the media. And in a movie, I bring that out, bring those components out. So the fascinating tale for people that think they've been paying attention to the story, and that's not just the story of me, but the story, the wider story of what's going on. And I know just from the feedback we've gotten, it will definitely exceed the audience's expectation.
Before we wrap it up and talk about the movie, I want to ask you, Lindsey Graham asked Judge Kavanaugh during his confirmation hearings if he recognized military law as separate from constitutional law. He went on to ask him about military tribunals and could cases be tried under military tribunal system. And Kavanaugh acknowledged he answered yes to all of it. Are you aware? Mm-hmm. Have there been or are there currently any military tribunals being held that you know of?
No, I'm not aware of any. We do have those courts are always available. I will tell you that there will be accountability for these people that imposed this vaccine COVID program on the world. They shut the world down based on a lie, and they know it. They laugh about it. These people in the World Economic Forum, they joke about it as though, look at how we were able to take control of the world with this COVID, right? With COVID, using this lie that was perpetrated on humanity, definitely on the American people. So people are going to have to be held accountable. If there was ever an excuse to run another Nuremberg type trial, this would be one.
Yeah,
and those would be the types of extrajudicial types of legal actions that would be taken, and, you know, and those are taken both within the Constitution and within the rule of law that that we apply inside of the military justice system, which is slightly different. And I'm glad that Justice Kavanaugh acknowledged that.
Yeah, we'd all like to see Nuremberg 2.0 happen. All right, let's talk about the movie. Mark and I were in Tulsa with you at Clay's property with the podcasters, and we saw the trailer. We saw the trailer to your movie. What do you want people to take away from Deliver the Truth, whatever the cost? What's the message and the takeaway from the movie?
Yeah, the big one is that if you know, my family and I can stand against this dark evil and win, then the American people can come together and do the same and drive this darkness out of America, because it is clear that we are in the midst of a socialist takeover of the United States of America by people in our government that control the levers of power right now. I mean, so the American people, the big call to action is, you know, don't sit there and be sorry for yourself. I was not going to be, and it's I in a collective sense of my family. We were not going to be feeling sorry for ourselves. We were going to fight. We decided to fight, and that's what I want the American people to do. I want the American people to fight. That's the call to action. Fight meaning get involved in your communities. You know, do more than what you're doing right now. Run for school board. Go get behind somebody who's running. We need to get rid of these politicians. We have to find leaders who will make a difference. That's really the big takeaway.
You know, you're the driving force behind the saying local action equals national impact. That came from you, and millions have repeated it. It really is the case. We've got to take our country back at the local level, don't we?
Yes, we do. The counties matter. Most people in this country, they might not even know who their representatives are in Washington, D.C., and that's fine. It is what it is. But you can't really control that. What you can control is what you do in your community on a daily basis, how much you engage inside of your community. You know, when was the last time any of your listeners actually went to a school board hearing or to or even know who your election commissioners are, because they're elected by you, or know who your sheriff is? Those are elected officials. Those are all within a county. And we have over 3,100 counties in this country, and people just don't engage. And now's the time, folks, for us to stand up and speak out and get involved in our communities. Use that idea of local action.
So let's go back to the movie. I saw the trailer in Tulsa. Great production values. It's not a low budget production. It looks like Hollywood production values. Did you use Hollywood people?
Yes, I did. In fact, I really took a hard look at who I wanted to do the direction and producing. And a guy that came into my life was, his name was Scott Wiper. He was the producer of the movie. He's got a Hollywood background. He's got an action film background, actually. And so he was able to bring a Hollywood touch to what is otherwise a world of sort of, you know, black and white, which is the documentary world, right? And I think that by doing that, it enhances the movie. It enhances the film itself. And we sat there and we talked about how we wanted to tell this story, because I think a really good story told, people will sit and listen to it, right? And the feedback that we've gotten is very, very good. I mean, it's extraordinary, actually humbling. And I knew people that are in the world of documentaries, and they did certain types of documentaries, and they're good people, and the documentaries are okay. But I wanted something that was different, and I went and found this gentleman and his team, and they weren't sure they wanted to do it, because they're not sort of in my camp politically. But boy, I'll tell you, we turned every single one of them when they said, okay, we'll do it. Because one of the things for them was that Hollywood was out of work. People in Hollywood were literally out of work, because nobody's watching films from Hollywood. This film for you guys, we're number one on all DVDs on Amazon right now. For all DVDs, still number one. It's 4 weeks running.
That's great news.
Yeah.
That's great news.
So
I want to ask you a question that I know the answer to, because I've heard you answer it recently in Tulsa, but I want my audience to hear this. If you were asked by President Trump to be his vice president or director of the NSA, I know you've been through the process before. You understand the process. You know what the jobs entail. tell my audience if you'd accept that responsibility from Donald John Trump as his vice president.
So number one, in the movie, I speak to this specifically, and because I have been through that process. Number two, my life is a life of service. This is not something that I don't care much for politics. I care about the direction that our country's taking right now. I will say, though, it is a very, very hard question to say no to if asked. And, God, would be a big part of that decision, as well as my family would be a big part of that decision. And I would seriously consider it. I mean, why not, right? I mean, I feel like, I feel qualified, I feel healthy, and I know exactly what to do, but it's not something that I am seeking. I want you to know that, and your audience.
When we come back from a quick break, we'll finish our conversation with General Mike Flynn, as Mike shares something about President Trump that most of us don't know about. We'll also begin a series of conversations with another movie producer. His name is David Clemens, and David gave up everything to prove election fraud. Sovereign Radio continues after the break. Don't go away.
Now, back to the Sovereign Radio studios and a man that has spent 35 years inside mainstream media and now exposes their agenda, Scotty Sachs.
Welcome back to Sovereign Radio. I'm your host, Scotty Sachs. Let's wrap up my conversation with General Mike Flynn before we get to our final guest of the day, Mr. David Clemens. Now, a word about David. He's a former New Mexico state law professor that sacrificed his job and potentially his life exposing election fraud through his new documentary, Let My People Go. Now back to the final minutes of my conversation with the great General Michael Flynn.
Well, General Flynn, you're a very humble man. You keep your ego in check. I hope you understand the sense of respect and admiration and confidence that I'd say 200 million Americans strong now. Next to Donald John Trump, I think you're the leader that the world wants to see. And we really appreciate your service. If you can push a button and change one thing in America, what would that be?
Boy, I'd immediately close the Department of Education. I don't know if that means that would make a big difference, and it would send a message about where education needs to be in this country, because education has to do with culture, and politics is downstream from culture, as Andrew Breitbart said. And if we don't fix our education system in our country right now, and a good tactical first start would be shut the Department of Education down.
Let me ask you, what's harder work, doing the movie tour or playing general?
Doing the movie tour. This is exhaustive. When I was in the Army, of course, you're younger. I was a little bit younger, and you have a lot of other support around you. I have a great team right now on this tour. We have about a dozen just wonderful, wonderful, retired military and some young people that are sons, nephews, and family members that are helping us out. But this is exhausting, but it's absolutely necessary. And honestly, I love every minute of it.
So everybody, you're going to go out, get the Flynn movie. The release date's April 23rd, right?
Yeah, so right now you can order a DVD. You can also order a live streaming to own right now, or the 23rd. You can pre-order live stream to rent, but you won't start receiving it until the 23rd of April. And or you can go to flynnmovie.com, and we still have 25 cities to go all around the country. You know, we've had people drive as far as 6-7 hours to come to the showing. So if you can look at the website, flynnmovie.com, purchase some tickets, bring some friends. I'm there for the entire time we stay, and we do Q&A afterwards. It's a live in-person premiere experience. And I'm right in there with the audience the whole time. We start early and we end late, and we enjoy each other's company and the movie.
We'll give out our promotional code at the end of this segment. Final question. Tell us something about Trump that we might not know. something about the man. Mike Lindell told me his ability to listen to people and validate them and remember everything they said. That was what Lindell told me about Trump. You got anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, what I would say is I don't think people know that he was really a great athlete as a young man. And he, when he was playing, a baseball player especially, I don't think a lot of people know that. And what when you look back at that, because I did, when you look back at that time when he was playing athletics, and it, I mean, to the level of being looked at for a professional athlete for professional baseball, he was really a strong leader on the teams that he was on. And I like that because I'm an athlete and I like to, and I was a, you know, a very good athlete in certainly in high school, a little bit in college, but really in high school. And I like the idea of team. And Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump really does understand what team means. I will tell you that he did not know, and I talk about this in the movie, did not know the ways of Washington, D.C. like he knows them now. And he and I continue to stay in touch. And the number one thing that he has learned is really about people. And I think that that's going to be important when he takes over the White House again for the type of people that we're going to need to run this country. So anyway, thank you guys so much for having me on. Thank you to your audience, your great, great audience. And look forward to meeting you guys.
Thanks for your service, General Flynn.
General, I commend you for your role in activating We the People, because not only are we awake, but we're really engaged now.
I love it, and I love it, and I'm blessed to have met you guys in Tulsa, and we'll come back on at another time if I need to. You just let me know. I apologize for the lousy Wi-Fi today, but really, really appreciate all that you guys are doing. Keep that local action going, because you guys are serving this country right now, and certainly the community that your audience is part of. So God bless y'all.
Good luck with the movie. We're going to help make it number one.
Thank you so much. God bless. See you guys.
Thanks to General Flynn for spending some time with us here on Sovereign Radio. Now a word about how you can get the Flynn movie, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, right from the comfort of your home. To order his movie, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, it's simple. Go to flynnmovie.com/SR. SR is the promo code for Sovereign Radio, and you can help support the show when you purchase the Flynn movie. Go to flynnmovie.com/SR. Now you can buy it and own it on DVD for $19.99 or rent it for $6.99. Go to flynnmovie.com/SR and help support the show. God bless you. That's flynnmovie.com/SR. Buy or rent the movie today. David Clements was a district attorney before starting a tenure-track faculty position as an assistant professor at New Mexico State University in the Department of Finance. He had previously run for the Senate in New Mexico in 2014. Following the 2020 elections, David was determined to prove the election was fraudulent, which led to him producing the movie Let My People Go. David was fired from his job at New Mexico State for espousing the counter-narrative of the cabal's pandemic and election fraud rigging. Here's part one of my conversation with David Clements. Joining us now on Sovereign Radio, David Clements. I had the good opportunity to meet David through our Take Our Elections Back organization. David has come on a couple of times and blessed us with his tremendous knowledge of how our elections work, all about the election fraud. Imagine a college professor espousing election fraud on a college campus. Imagine a college professor espousing, we don't need the frickin' diapers on our faces. We don't need the social distancing. I think you even came out against the jab, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
So you got suspended. At the end of the day, you lost your job at New Mexico State University. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. For talking about the two issues that you're just not allowed to talk about, which is stolen elections and all things jab. And interestingly enough, I was a consumer protection expert. So the jab stuff actually hit home in a way that the elections didn't, as far as my background. But out of the two, I can tell you right now, the contesting any narrative over the elections is far more dangerous out of the two. And
it's interesting.
Because it's foundational. because everything is a derivative of elections.
Foundational to their power, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So David was a district attorney before working at New Mexico State, deeply entrenched studying the law and understanding of the law. It seems to me you really liked your work at the university. I get the sense when you talk about it, you were enjoying it, weren't you?
Yeah, it was like you didn't have to pay me to do it. I mean, I think that's the highest calling is when you find something that you love to do and you would do it for free. The hours were great. I mean, people that have gone to college, they remember fondly over the student schedule compared to what real life has to offer. And I mean, I was a slave to the on-call phone as a prosecutor for the better part of a decade. So meaning 3:30 in the morning, I'd pick up calls. I'd have to visit crime scenes. So the stakes were much higher in my former career, and the stakes were really low. I mean, maybe not for students, but for as a professor, you know, basically the height of my stress was dealing with a 19 or 20 year old that thought that their grade should be higher. And that's not a bad gig.
No, I think, you know, a lot to be said about the college campus environment. A lot of good comes out of there, despite the direction they've taken the education system. And despite the Communist Party infiltration, did you see any evidence of the CCP or Communist money infiltrating New Mexico State? Were you aware that this was going on?
Yeah, it's weird because I happen to be a advisor, and I actually went to Lawrence Livermore on one occasion. And there's a gentleman who I won't disclose who he is, used to advise them on the soft power coup that was taking place, mostly in Hollywood. And you see this through the quotas that the CCP imposes on U.S. films. At the time, only 34 films that were created in America would be shown in communist China. And I was there to talk about more of the legal aspects of how to run around campaign finance laws. People don't understand that you have huge blockbusters that have, you know, a $300 million budget between marketing. And these are propaganda pieces that are there to condition your subconscious on policy issues and candidates. And the difference between a movie and, you know, politics the way that we think of, no one's filling out campaign expense reports in Hollywood. If you make a film that's actually far more effective in winning hearts and minds. So I had a background in studying that and looking at propaganda in entertainment. And but on the university specifically, you had these things called Confucius centers, and under the guise of training Americans to speak Mandarin or some form of Chinese, these were indoctrination camps, and these were well funded. They were everywhere. There was a time they were at New Mexico State University, but they're at most universities. And even there, you see just how subtle. Let's bring up the guy that, you know, we think of when we open a fortune cookie. Let's not talk about Mao. Let's not talk about more recent figures from the CCP. So it was mainly there. But yeah, the ideas of Marxism, of DEI, they all find their base in basis in a reimagined form of Marxism. And it used to be socioeconomic. But the problem with socioeconomic forms of Marxism, where it's proletariat versus the bourgeoisie, is that in America, even now, as fractured as we are, we still experience some level of social mobility. So it's hard to demonize the class system in America. However, the great sin of our country is slavery. And that's what's been used to divide people, is let's look at the great sin of slavery and start dividing people up amongst class lines, not class lines, but racial lines. And then you get into the intersectional framework, which is just madness.
When we come back, our final segment of the show, as I continue my conversation with David Clements, the man the mainstream media calls election denier. Find out how he exposed election fraud after the break. Y'all stay, don't go away. We'll be right back.
May God have mercy upon liberals, because this man won't. From the Sovereign Radio Studio, here's Scotty Sachs.
Let My People Go was released to rave reviews on December 15th. This film, and I say this as a filmmaker, when I screened it the other night with Lindell, it is magnificent. It is an epic, and people will be blown away.
Unfortunately, it quickly became the most censored film in the country. We experienced cancellation from our DVD packaging company. We also experienced cancellation from our credit card processing company, where they then seized all of the money that was raised for the film. In fact, the day before Christmas, my family received notice of a bill from the IRS for tens of thousands of dollars. Our live streaming of the film experienced distributed denial of service hacks throughout the launch. I never thought distributing a film about J6 prisoners and rigged elections would feel like running Bibles behind communist lines. Yet here we are. The only way this film will be seen is if we put it in your hands. Accordingly, Let My People Go is now free for anyone online. Just go to frankspeech.com, watch the stream for free, or upload your own digital copy.
Welcome back to Sovereign Radio. I'm your host, Scotty Sachs. You just heard David Clemens talking about his film, Let My People Go. The film is a must-see for every election denier. It leaves no doubt the 2020 elections were stolen from we the people. Now let's get back to my conversation. Here's part two with David Clemens. You obviously took an interest somewhere along the way in Hollywood and filmmaking because you've produced a movie on your own now, Let My People Go, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. I spent some years in Hollywood, more years in the music industry, beside my work in the mainstream media negotiating advertising and sponsorship deals. I have worked with legends in music, extending their career by creating content for them that simply gave them another year or two. Johnny Cash, namely, was one of them. But hanging around these people, the things I was exposed to that I didn't understand back then. For example, I went to Hollywood Party and there was Andrina Crum at the party. Crazy. I mean, I couldn't wrap my mind around that. I was in my early 30s. Johnny Cash, when I finally pressed him, he wouldn't come to meetings with me. He wouldn't meet with radio stations when we were syndicating his radio show. Even when I needed him desperately to go to a radio group meeting, he wouldn't go. And he wouldn't go to a meeting with his own record label. I had to go negotiate the music rights to get the radio show signed off on because Johnny forgot to tell anybody that he didn't own the music in the radio show. We got on 200 radio stations. So the record label waited till after we cleared 200 stations to send Johnny a letter saying, you don't own the music in that radio show. So he wouldn't even come to me with me to the meeting to negotiate with them. And I finally pressed him. I actually pressed his wife first while he was on stage. And his wife and I and his family and friends were in the green room. I said, June Carter Cash, could you tell me why no one's ever explained to me why he doesn't go to meetings? She looked around because there were a lot of people, including family and friends. She did one of these because they're a Luciferian satanic cult. They worship Satan. Well, there was another thing I couldn't wrap my arms around. And but when you put it all together and when you add it all up, we kind of see all the impact of that today, don't we? Don't we see the spiritual war is so obvious to everybody, you know, good versus evil, God versus Satan. It's just so obvious now. Is that prevalent on college? I'm curious about the college campuses. Is there any like open worshiping of Satan on a college campus?
It wouldn't surprise me. You know, New Mexico State University is still a state school, and I serve one of the poorest counties in the country. So, you know, even though there was Marxism and a level of wokeness where I worked, it wasn't, you know, Cal Berkeley or NYU, but it was certainly there. The explicit boldness of, you know, satanic type of gatherings, not so much, but in other places, absolutely. And we've seen now most days of prayer. There's a county, I think it's Ottawa County in Michigan, where the invocation is going to be read by members of the local satanic church. And I know that there are many places, including my own home county, where we've had a Christian gentleman by the name of Chuck Wendler, that every year, National Day of Prayer, he's the guy that prays. Well, 2 years in a row, they have removed him. And basically, you've got a universalist, Unitarian, let's open the door towards, you know, the satanic church. And if people are Unitarian and are offended by that, this is what happens though. When you start rejecting, a Judeo-Christian God, you know, basically you're at the buffet and you can take what you want. And that means you have to give the satanic folks their due and let them show up. Yeah, I mean, we're seeing it. I didn't see it personally to a great degree, but I'm now seeing stories. It seems like everywhere there's an unveiling of, you know, satanic Baal-like statue or statue. There's a gentleman that took down, I forget what state, the dedication or memorial for Satan recently. So yeah, it's becoming more and more prevalent.
G. Edward Griffin has been warning us since 1969. The communist influence all around us. Have you ever met with or spoken with G. Edward Griffin?
No, I've seen some interviews. If he's the guy that wrote the book on the Federal Reserve.
Creature of Jekyll Island.
Yeah. That's where I know him from. I actually read that book a long time ago and it was foundational and part of my awakening. I actually wrote my long paper in law school was on whether the Federal Reserve had ever received a meaningful audit in its existence from 1913 on. You know, spoiler alert, they haven't. But his book was foundational in my understanding. So I've never talked with him in person, but he's had a big impact on my life.
There's only one guy in Washington, D.C. I've ever heard even suggest the Federal Reserve get audited, and that's Rand Paul. His father was, you know, one of those guys who knew the score and wanted desperately to see an audit happen. But, you know, this whole satanic influence, which again, Johnny Cash told me about this in the early 90s. And when I finally did talk to him about it, he said, Scotty, son, he called me son, I've seen things I can't even talk about. He just wouldn't talk about it. But now they're out in the open. When you watch the Super Bowl and the weekend 2 or 3 years ago, halftime show, and the last frame of video, one frame, 30 frames per second, one frame of video, actually, the last frame said Satan. It was crazy. It was there. I didn't see it. If you blink, you don't see it. But somebody showed it to me in slow motion. The clothing they wear, their attire, the symbolism is all around us. How do we get back to Judeo-Christian principles? What advice would you give those listening? Yeah.
I guess it's weird because I've talked more and more about my faith. Obviously, if you've seen Let My People Go, you know that faith is intricate to the prescription. That wasn't always my walk. I've been a Christian or a believer for 2 decades. But like many people, there's a time to speak and there's a time for me to just get in and go under the radar and not really have to live out my faith. That changed in 2020. Basically, I knew that we were under a demonic assault and that we had to fight back wielding spiritual weapons. And it wasn't going to be a person or a man that was going to save us. It wasn't going to be a political process. It wasn't going to be a magic lawsuit. It had to be we the people, but more importantly, not we the people in a mob-like fashion. It had to be we the people infused with the Holy Spirit to speak truth. And one of the things I've been wrestling with, I'd like to get your take on this, is there are actually two baptisms that are referred to in the New Testament. One is, you know, the baptism by water. And this is the baptism that you profess your faith. And there are many people that I believe have professed their faith. It's a genuine profession and they've done really nothing for the kingdom. And when they die, they'll go to heaven because God is good. It's kind of like the thief on the cross. It's not your works that get you there, but it's a profession. But that's not necessarily something to be proud of. There's a second baptism by the Holy Spirit. And the people that you see that are baptized in the Holy Spirit, there's a compelling nature of you must move. You must get out there. You must fight evil. And that's the marked difference between the people with discernment, that can discern the times in which we're in. They know that the election was stolen. They know that the travesty that's happened to our J6 prisoners is wrong. But try reconciling that with most of the churches that you go into, where the pastors don't talk about the most consequential election in history that's had a catastrophic effect on policy, on all the issues that should be important to the church, issues of life, issues of you know, being a boy or a girl. I mean, these are the things that I think about. So what I think needs to happen is we need to have a deeper understanding of what the faith requires of us. Because right now, fundamentally, the organized 501c3 church has absolutely failed the American people. And it doesn't matter which denomination that you're in, they failed the American people.
Well, they're a tantamount to being put in shackles.
Yeah,
501c3.
Yeah, so the people that have responded are the organic ecclesia. These are people like myself who went to church, went to 501c3 churches. You know, after the service, probably had a critique or two about, or lamented how we don't feel like the church is meeting our needs. But I did that for the better part of a decade. I have to imagine that's most people's church experience leading up to 2020. There's something that was missing. And I think what was missing was fire, in the sense that there was nothing that actually tested our convictions. And that all changed in 2020. Like, I want to be a Christian that is about the life, not someone who talks, but walks. So it's made my fellowship with Jesus all the sweeter. I mean, life is much more difficult. It's much more uncertain, but the peace is just off the charts. And I think that's the answer, is individuals walking with the Lord in a way that maybe we don't solve all the world's problems, but I can today carry out a task of obedience that the Lord calls me to. And when you've got millions of spirit-filled believers doing that, you can change the world.
Thanks to David Clements. He'll be back next week, and you can watch his movie, Let My People Go, for free on Lindell TV, YouTube, and Rumble. It's all about the 2020 election fraud, and David proves out, no doubt, how the radical Marxists stole the 2020 elections. If you or someone you know still believes the elections in 2020 were fair and square, well, you need to watch David's movie for free. It's called Let My People Go. And again, it's on Lindell TV, YouTube, and Rumble. Next week on Sovereign Radio, David will be back for part three of our discussion. And I'll also have on the grand poobah of cryptocurrency. His name is Mel Carmine. Mel and I will talk about the looming financial reset, gold and silver, and cryptocurrency. I want to close the show by thanking you, our valuable listeners, on our Texas radio station affiliates and Grassroots Warrior Network. And if you missed the show on the weekend, on any of our radio station affiliates, you can listen to Sovereign Radio 24/7 on all the major podcast platforms, Google Play, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Podbean. That's all the time we have on Sovereign Radio. Stay in prayer for our nation. Go perform a random act of kindness this weekend and give someone you love a big hug. You've been listening to Sovereign Radio. This is Scotty Sachs, over and out. We'll see you next week.